Rod, Sandy, and Kat. Magic 95.1 WAJI made it to a Friday. In terms of what's trending with our news, the iconic Mirage Hotel Casino in Las Vegas announced they're going to close their doors on July 17th and renovate. Not only will they do that, they'll also get a name change. So renovations and construction across the 80-acre property will then reopen with the goal of 2027 as the Hard Rock Las Vegas, this time featuring a hotel tower in the shape of a guitar soaring nearly 700 feet above the heart of the strip. Debuting at McDonald's next week, are you going to order a Grandma McFlurry? It comes up with chopped little pieces of candy meant to honor the candies grandmas stereotypically hide in their purses. They also say during test markets of this, it's kind of looks like a Werther's original blend as it's a caramel butterscotch flavored McFlurry. And this weekend, if you're looking to get out, John Krasinski's kids movie, If, starring Ryan Reynolds as If, meaning imaginary friends, hits theaters today. Kids Garfield is in theaters next weekend. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. Anybody traveling coming up this summer? Universal Orlando is set to open a new DreamWorks Land next month, which will feature various attractions. One including the Shrek Swamp for Little Ogres, which I'm reportedly told here in the press release will have a slide that comes complete with sound effect in Shrek's outhouse. I don't know what, I don't know, that's, I don't know that I would lead my press release with my toilet slide as my feature to debut your new theme park attraction, but okay, it does stand out.
Well,
I don't know that it makes me go, let's go book some Allegiant Air Fare to get on the toilet slide at Shrek's Little Ogre Playland.
I think that's cute, though. I like the Little Ogre Playland. I mean, growing up, we had, like, Smurfland.
Uh-huh. But it didn't come with, like, Smurfette's Slide of Glory or something. I mean, what in the world?
What? Our Slide of Glory?
I don't know. I mean,
what?
I mean, why would you lead your press release with, come to our new theme park? You guys remember Shrek? You know how funny his outhouse was? What if we build a kid playland around it with a flush sound effect? Ta-da! That says, hey, your discretionary income, parents, bring it on down.
Oh, my goodness.
That is, doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, that's nice you have that. I'm just saying I wouldn't lead with that. I'm like, okay, what other attractions do you have? Oh, Andy, they're getting you to talk about it. I'm like, yeah, but they've got, like, other characters like trolls and the Kung Fu Panda and Donkey. Yeah, there it is right there.
It doesn't look very big.
No, maybe the toilet slide's really the best thing. Mm-hmm. There's Minion Land and working on some things, too. There you go. All right.
Well, when they raided the toilet slide in the park, it came in at number 2.
Thank you, Kat. All right, Kat, we're going to do it.
What are we doing?
The bit you presented to me earlier in the week that I thought was ridiculous.
I don't remember what that was. I presented many ridiculous ones.
But now, I say let's do it.
Okay. I'm glad you're taking my suggestions seriously.
I'm going to play a clip, and you have to tell me which artist is falling down a fake flight of stairs.
This is good. I like this bit. I presented it to you and you rolled your eyes like, oh my gosh, we are not going to do that.
I'm going to play you a clip and then you listening have to identify which artist is fake falling down a flight of stairs.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
You just made my heart so happy. My love cup is filling up. You have no idea.
Here we go. Listeners playing along. Can you identify which artist is fake falling down a flight of stairs? Artist number 1.
That was Michael Jackson. Can you play it one more time?
Sure.
Thank you. See? This is funny, right? All right, give me another one. Give me another one.
Artist number two. Which artist fell down a fake flight of stairs?
One more time. Oh,
one more time. Sure, sure. If you're stumped, yeah, why not?
That's hard, because that could be Christina Aguilera or Whitney Houston.
It's Whitney. Or Mariah.
Or Mariah.
But I think the first one gives it away that it's Whitney.
Whitney Houston.
Which artist is falling down a fake flight of stairs? This one I think you'll all get.
Steven Tyler? Aerosmith?
That's Steven Tyler's Aerosmith. With his funky toes.
Yes.
Falling down a fake flight of stairs. That's right. Why is this so stupid?
I know. I like it, though. I do. I do.
This one, I think, is really hard. This one, if we had a prize, I'd give it away because I don't know that anyone will get it. Which artist is correctly falling down a fake flight of stairs? Oh, yeah, I'm falling.
I don't know. I'm kind of stumped on that one myself. Do it one more time. One more time. Oh, yeah, I'm falling. Free falling.
There it is.
Free falling. That's Tom Petty.
There you go.
Tom
Petty. I'm falling. Can I just tell you which one's my favorite?
Which one? Michael Jackson. Thank you. Thank you for playing, Andy. You put a smile on my face.
Artists falling down a fake flight of stairs.
It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI. It's time for another episode of Is This Normal? Oh. Would you do this?
Okay.
Research shows that eating kiwis with the skin on is desirable by a small select group of people. Is that normal for you?
It is not normal for me. I gotta tell you, it's like fuzzy.
Eating kiwis on the skin, they say there's a tartness that makes it offset and they like the texture of it in your mouth. Plus, there's more fiber and long-term health benefits. Plus, some people feel like they're being naughty by eating the fuzzy fruit.
No. No. Yuck. You don't eat kiwi with a fuzziness with the skin, right?
I've never felt naughty putting anything fuzzy in my mouth. What in the world is that? Who says that? It's the same reason I don't understand peaches.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
I don't eat fruits with hair on them. Okay? I don't understand. Stop the madness.
You gotta peel that peach.
Yeah, you do. Yes, you do.
This has gone naughty. This whole segment now has gone naughty.
Is this normal? Going barefoot in the YMCA sauna.
Ooh, yuck.
It's obviously disgusting and it freaks people out, but what in the world? 90% of the fellow gym patrons don't pay attention to the sign and walk in. What's up with that?
That's gross. Do you put flip-flops on? I wear flip-flops at the gym. I have shoes on.
Well, if I just get out of the pool...
Oh, and then you walk over?
Then I'm barefoot.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Then I'm barefoot. Yeah. You want me to talk about kiwis again?
Yeah.
If your fruit can have hair,
get it out of there.
Here.
Yeah.
All right. Is this normal? What is it with people greeting you by saying, "Hey, how are we today?"
Oh, I don't like that.
Instead of saying, "How are you?" Who does that? What does that? Drives me crazy. Are you the annoying coworker, or is somebody else the annoying coworker that is constantly clicking the pen, wiggling in their chair, heavy mouth breathing?
I'm not the heavy mouth breather, but sometimes I wiggle on my chair, usually because I have to go to the bathroom.
I'm the pen clicker.
Yes, you have broken so many pens in the last month. I have never seen so many pens fly across this room in my life. I'm like, what was that? And you're like, I just broke another pen. Like, Jesus, spring went all the way across the room.
Or I'll play with the clip, you know, that you're supposed to put in the pocket protector.
Yeah,
that
you
nobody...
break that daily.
I mean, that's just begging for you to snap that thing off. Are you kidding? Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1. So Reddit was on fire last night. Sometimes topics fail. Most of them do, but occasionally there's a couple that take off. Yesterday, simple wacky FM morning show sort of question here. Would you rather be 5 times smarter, 5 times richer, or 5 times more attractive than what you are? That was the poll.
Which one would you rather be, Andy? Smarter, more attractive, fitter. Wait, what was the question?
Thank you. Why is listening so hard for you?
I don't know.
Only when I talk. God. 5 times richer.
Richer, smarter.
Smarter or more attractive. Okay. Which would you rather be?
Richer, right? 5 times richer? At five this stage times, in life, I would like to be five times richer.
Sure. The random question was asked, if you could pick one, what would you do? 1,500 people took the poll online, and the winner is 5 times smarter. Assuming if you were 5 times smarter, you would also get richer.
Ah.
Is what a lot of people listed as the answer. Richer was a close second. If you want to be nerdy about it, the average IQ is around 100. So if you were 5 times smarter, you'd be 500, and you think... A lot of people said you'd be living in a world surrounded by idiots.
That would be true, though.
So you would hate how annoying it is to be smarter than everybody else. And it wouldn't be a good thing to pick. That's my favorite part about all this. If you picked it, you'd be surrounded by idiots.
That is a good point.
Take the richer or more attractive is actually the smart call there.